We're up to today is Mem Ches. We're up to Mem Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots by the Bayer of Papa. It's easy. What? Yeah, it says Bain Habainayim Pshat Umachad Sufazar Vachashe Vachafinos Chaverav Simon. Okay, these are all the questions that Rav Papa's going to ask. By Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks the following question. Bein habeinim shel mole chofnav mahu. What if you have ketoret in between your fingers when you do the chafina?
Why isn't this the same question?
It is the same question. So we're going to see.
Everything is taiku.
Everything is going to be taiku.
Yesterday we answered it.
No, we said it wasn't something.
Suffolk is taken, no?
So you'll see in a minute, why the questions
are difference in each one.
Each is a little bit different. So that's the question. In between the fingers, is that okay or not?
It wasn't a completely different thing. That's the question.
What's the, one's kamitza, one's chavitza. So, my kamibayale, what kind of question is this? E gamar milo melo mehasam. Hainu ha. If we learned out dinim of chafina from kamitza, it's the same question. So the Gemara asks this question. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa, hachi boyele. Here's Rav Papa's question. I'm not sure what these words mean. Is it malo chafna v'hevi be'inan v'ha'ika? The Pasuk says, v'lokach mole malo ha'machta. You take the machta, the shovel. So the Gemara says like this. If we learn like this, if that's required, then you have it. Odil maybe v'lokach v'hevi be'inon v'holeka, and that's a teiku. That's the only thing I don't know what that means. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what the questions are.
Intention.
Huh?
He intended all this stuff in his hands. He didn't intend the stuff in between his fingers.
So if it's an intention. So if he intended it, then it's okay, and if not, and the answer is teiku. Okay. Amar of Papa. Papa says like this. Are there pictures of the next Gemara in art school?
No.
Okay. Pictures would help. Amar of Papa. Pshitali, it's pasha to me that malo kumto kidim makamti inchi. When we say that you have to take a kamita, right? A kamita is the way most people do that. Let's say you have a bowl of ketoreth, which is like flour, very, very fine
flour. He's talking
about kamitza's flour. Correct. Kamitza's flour, right. What does that mean, the way people do it? That means like this. You take your hand and you scoop it in. That's kamitza. That's the way normal people do it. So then, now the Gemara says, as Rav Papa's question was, by Rav Papa, kamatz berosho etz ba'os of mahu. What if you went like this and took kamitza like that, hands front in? That's not the normal way. Or momata momala, like a scoop, like this. That's how I'm going to go into the bowl, like that. Mahu. Menatzdodin mahu. What about from side to side? Which basically means you like sink your hand in. I'll sink my hand in, and then I'll fill up my hand that way. Okay?
How do you do it typically?
Typically, you go something like this.
Why are you saying that? What, from the side? Always?
That's what it means. That's what the picture in the Mzifta said. Can the Makamzi Imchi means? Look at the picture afterwards, right here. Guy comes and scoops it up nicely with his hand. Yeah, exactly. They didn't have YouTube videos. They had a teacher and a Rebbe to teach them the right way to do it. There's still such a thing as a teacher. And they had a teacher. And that I would venture to say that even if we're going to have a LED light in the Beit HaMikdash, there'll still be a Rebbe to teach you how to do kamitza.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. They're not going to be online courses.
They are going to be online courses.
The kamitza learns an
refresher class.
What? Kamitza?
They're going to be on the website. The Beit HaMikdash should have a website with the 30 Beit HaMikdash. It's logical.
Are they going to have Twitter also?
They don't need that.
Okay. Anyway, the answer is teiku. Amar Papa, Pshitali, Malo chafnav kidachafni inchi. Now the same as that question, right? Malo chafnav is kidachafni inchi. What does that mean? That means you go take your two hands and you nicely into the bowl. Bayer of Papa chafan berosh etzbos of mahu. So what if you went into the bowl like this, hands down, or malmata malmala mahu on top like that? Menatzdad mahu chofan zu bezu v'krovan zeitzel zeh mahu. take one hand and then another hand, and you bring the two hands together. What's the story? And the answer is, all that is teiku. Is it the right way to do it? Is it the right way to do it? Maybe. So Tosfos says on the bottom, Ein lahakshos. So we had a question by Kmita, and we said teiku. Then we have the same question by Chafina, and we said teiku. Right? So it says Tosfos, Ein lahakshos, don't ask. Kivan de kvar iboyalon gabe kmitza. We just asked these questions by kmitza. Mai, hadar, su, miboyale, bechafina. Why are we asking it again? Hainu hach, the same thing. No, kidaparach le'el, we just said same thing. V'yesh lomar, no, the pshita. Guf hachafina v'hakamitza, inam shavim lahadadi. They're not really the same thing. Yeah, we learn out halachas and we learn out things, but at the bottom, not the same thing. Kmita is Kmita, and Chafina is Chafina. We'll learn out similarities 100%. So therefore, the Gemara asks the question twice. Okay, fine. Next. By Rav Papa, Davke. So now, once you get a kometz, you put it in a bowl. Right? You put the kometz in a bowl, in a kli, and you bring the, and then the kometz gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and then the Shirayim can be eaten. Let's say you didn't put the kometz in the bowl, you put it in a big bowl. You don't put it on the bottom of the bowl. You put it on the side of the bowl. Like on the rim, near the top of the bowl, inside the bowl. That's where you put it. Is that good?
Now, the shrine from what again? From the
a carbon mincha. A guy makes a carbon mincha.
Okay.
So you have a lot of mincha. The comet is a very small amount.
Right.
You put the comet in a bowl. You're going to burn that on the mizbeach, and the shrine they can eat.
Okay.
Who eats it? I think the kahana. I'm not sure. So the question is, you didn't put it in the bowl. You put it in the bowl, but you put it on like the wall of the bowl. So, Bar Rav Papa. Davki el komet bedofneha, demana mai. Guy puts the komet, the kohen puts the komet on the side of the on the wall of the bowl, not in the bowl itself. Toch kli beinam ve'ha'ika, but at the end of the day, it's in the bowl. Odilma hanacha betocho kisikno beinan. Has to be like a normal person that puts things in a normal place in a normal bowl, not on the wall of the bowl. V'ha'leka, so that you don't have, and take it with the teiku. Okay. Next, boy mar baravashi, afke lemana. You turn the bowl upside down. Vidavke lekometz ba'ar ise demana mahu. And you put the kometz on the opposite side of the bowl, upside down.
Is this science experiment?
Many times. Like for example, this cup. There's a little space on the cup. It's turned upside down. Sometimes it's not. But many times in a pot or a bowl, there is a little bit of a space. So can you put it in that space, upside down? That's the Papa's question.
He was born that day. He wanted to see
that. Afke lemana v'dapke lekomets ba'arise demanamau. Hanacha betocha be'inam ho'ika. Well, at the end of the day, it's in a bowl. O dilma, hanacha kisikno be'inam. That has to be normal. V'leka, it's not normal.
It's not in a bowl.
It's in a kli. It's in a kli.
What do you... Outside the bowl.
No, but it's in something. It's in a container. It's in a container.
It's an inverted space.
It's an inverted space.
It's not a base kibble.
No, it is.
Okay.
There's a little bit, like this cup. There's a little bit of it.
All right.
So, or to put it, or Odilma hanacha kisikno be'inan, v'leka, normal, teiku, it's a teiku. Okay? Next. Boy Rav Papa. Molochafnav sha'amru. When we say that it has to be molochafnav, which means a handful, two hands full, is that mechukos or gedushos? What gedushos means overflowing.
Level
or overflowing. Amalei Rav Abba, Rav Ashi, Tashma.
Molochafnav.
Right, irregular.
Yeah,
it's his hands. So you can you imagine. Yeah, you can have a lot or a little. You know that.
Flour.
But exactly.
No,
it's a bunch of, but it's light flour. It's a lot of spices ground up very, very fine.
That's the Ketores, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Ketores.
Malochafnav.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Ashi, Amalei Rav Abba. What?
Why is it different than Beinah
B'nai? It's very different. It's in your hands.
So
it's in your hands. It's in your hands. So I can have just a tiny amount. I can have a lot. At some point, it's going to start to fall off or slide off.
Right.
That's too much. But give me a little more. I'll pop a little more.
I'm not saying between the
bits.
Right.
There's no shear here because
exactly.
The big guy.
Exactly.
His
okay.
Thing
okay.
Is equal to what a small guy is.
Correct.
Sleeping.
Correct. Correct. So it goes by the Kohen himself. It goes by the individual Kohen, 100%. Tashma, Malochafnav Sha'amru. This Malochafnav, Lo Mechukos, Lo Gedushos, Ella Tafufos. It's Tafufos. What does Tafufos mean? Rashi says, Lashon Davar Tzaf Begova Ma'at. Something that is floating and high. Kamo, like we say, Al Da'ataft Atfuch. Right? Because the skull is floating. It kills, it's floating, right? In Pirkei Avos. So what does that mean? A little bit heaping. Right? A little bit. A little bit. Okay. How much is a little bit? I don't know. Tanan Hasam. Now. Ready for this? Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. This is in Zavachim, like this. A guy shechts an animal. And now Nishbach Hadam Al Haritzpah. The blood, he's supposed to catch the blood in a cup. He doesn't do that. It spills on the floor. Va'asvo, and he gathers up the dam from the floor. Puzzle. The dam is puzzle. Why? Because it hit the floor. However, minakli, let's say the blood, what do you say?
No,
it's no 5 second rule. However, minakli, but let's say the blood goes into a kli, and then someone spills the cup. Now you can scoop it up.
That's the important point. The fact that it's not the floor, but it's going to the
other. Exactly. So if it goes into a kli, and then it goes on the floor, that's okay. Minakli, ala ritzpa. At first it goes into a kli, then someone knocks over the cup, ala ritzpa onto the floor, va'asvo, and now you scoop it up. Kosher, that's kosher. Right? Minahani mili, how do we know that? How do we know what? So Rashi says, how do you know the ba'inon sheyerid mitzav or behemol lekli that has to first go into a kli? How do you know that? Tanar banon, it says like this: v'lokach midam hapar, and you'll take from the dam hapar, v'lokach midam hapar, which means midam hanefesh v'lo midam ha'or. It's from the dam of the nefesh, meaning there's like four different dams. It's the dam hanefesh v'lo dam ha'or. Not dam from the hide, lo dam atamsis, not the first trickle that comes out, which is called dam atamsis. Now, again, it says midam hapar. Midam hapar, what does that mean? Dam mehapar yikablenu. Dam from the ox yikablenu, you should receive it. It says midam hapar, and we change it to say dam mehapar. Not mehaflor, but mehapar. Yikablenu. If it, you think it would mean even mitzas dam, which is what me, the mem is always part of my all of it. That's what you think it means. That's not what it means. I'm a Buddha, I'm a Kabbal, Tzar, Shikabbal, it's called dam, which par. You have to catch all the dam. Shinama, like it says, it's called dam hapar, yishafechal yisod mizbeah. Elo shmamina, my midam hapar. What does that mean? Dam mehapar yikablenu. It says, midam hapar. We change it to mean dam mehapar. Okay? Vikasavar, and whoever said this holds, geruin umusafin vidarshin. It says midam hapar. We're taking the mem from midam, and we're sticking it to hapar. So it becomes dam mehapar. That's what those words mean. Geruin umusafin vidarshin. We take the letter away, we add the letter over there, and we make a drasha. What kind of thing is that? So believe it or not, that is one of the 32 midos, Shatara de Dreshes Behen, the 32 lesser ones, that it's in a brisa of Rabbi Elazar Benosh of Yosef Glili. There are 32 of them. Most of the ones that you see throughout Shas are in there, right? Besides the big 13, some of the big 13 we never see, once in a blue moon, right? These come up a lot more frequently. Why they're there and these are here, I don't know. The title of this one is called Notrikin, which officially means like abbreviations, right? It's this kind of tricking around, putting the changing letters around. What's the reason for what kind of thing is this? Listen to this. Tell me if this makes sense. This is said by the Malbim. The Malbim says, Derech Haloshon Shahar be mekomos, many places, lo lahakbid beseder hatevos. We're not makbid on the seder of the words, or the letters for that matter, right? It doesn't make such a difference. Ulahachnis os shime shel tevazu beteva acheres. And to stick a letter that's over here or a word over there. That goes against like the whole idea that the Torah is perfect and that one letter is extra and that one letter is in the wrong place. Nah, it doesn't really matter. You might put the mem over, we'll change to put the stick the mem over there. My end, when I read this, I thought, you know what? It's one of the ways that the Torah is the Drash Espehen. We always have something called the Maino Inyan. Well, if I don't need it here, I'll stick it over there. So why did the Torah stick it over there? I don't have an answer for that question. Right? Why did the Torah just stick it over there? Why did the Torah write Dam Me'apar? So Malvin says, if the Torah would have written Dam Me'apar, you wouldn't know that you need Dam HaNefesh. It says, Mi Dam HaPar, that teaches you Dam HaNefesh. And then we stick the letter over there, so it's Dam Me'apar. It must go into a Kli first. Okay, there's nothing more I can say to that. It must go into a Kli first. Okay? What? It's like all these things that we just, you know, move them around and switch. Yeah. It's like a main linion. I don't need it here, so I'll learn it over there. So why did the Torah just put it over there? We don't have an answer for that question, right? Okay, anyway, boy Rav Papa. So what did we just get through saying? When you shecht an animal, the blood first must go into the kli. Then if it spills, you can scoop it up. But if it goes straight onto the floor, it's over. The cover was a waste. Nothing happens to it. By Rav Papa. Now Rav Papa's question is based on that idea. Here's a story. Nispazer haketores milo chofna of mahu. What if you have the ketores in your two hands, and the wind comes and it blows it all onto the floor? Okay. Yado. Kitzavar behema dami, is your hand like the neck of a behema upsula? It's as if it went from the animal straight onto the floor. O dilma kiklishares dami velo pasla. Or your hands are like the kli. So when it comes onto the floor, it's like it went from a kli to a floor, in which case you could scoop it up. And the answer is teku. Esrim Chaim, what kind of question is this? There is no animal here. There's no animal. There's no animal and there's no dam. What kind of question is this? Well, what's the story if it could be, it's a valid question. What do you do if the wind comes and the Ketores gets scattered onto the floor? The comparison to animal doesn't make any sense because there's no animal here. There's no neck. There's no dam. There's nothing, there's nothing similar at all. So what kind of question was this? Right? He does give an answer. Hold your horses. I'll give you the answer.
Similar to mincha, and mincha comes from this, is the same, the equivalent to the animal.
What? He actually gives that answer. He gives that answer. What he says is like this. We know that a mincha is similar to an animal. And the kemitza is similar to the zrikas hadam. Of course, there's no neck, there's no animal, there's no dam, there's no none of those things. What there is the idea that things have to be in the right place. That is an idea. That you see from an animal. The blood goes straight on the floor, it's no good. The kli first, it's good. What do you see? Things have to be done properly. Here, it's not done properly. The question is it done properly? That's the question. Can I scoop it up off the floor?
It's not even a mincha.
What?
Mincha is compared to chafina.
Yeah. What?
No,
yes.
In this case, what is the animal? What's
so it's like that to that and that to that.
There is no animal. There's no animal here. You go.
Right, but what is it? Where do you?
We never discussed the following question. Where does the Kohen Gadol go to get the Ketores to do the Chafina? Where does he go?
They bring it to him.
What? They bring it to him what? In a big bowl.
Right.
Who brings him? Who does that? Some other Kohen, right?
Right.
Where does that take place? We didn't really go into that. So, says Reb Chaim, that's all nice. That's all good. Has to be done the right way. It's very simple. So when the Kohen Gadol goes and does the Chafina, and now he's walking toward the Kodesh Kedoshim, and something happens and it blows, is it that everything right was done? In which case, scoop it up. Or not. And the answer is teku. So I have no problem with the way Rechaim explains it. Before Rechaim explains it, it's a little funny. You're comparing apples and oranges. No, it's not really apples and oranges.
Right from his hands and shot
into the shovel, yeah. So that, right then, the wind came and it blew it all around. Right. Right.
In that case, the original bowl that they brought him would be the animal.
Correct. That's not what the Gemara asked. The question was the Kohen's hands like the neck?
So I'm saying.
In other words, is it it's going into a kli or not? Why not?
Because the bowl that he brought it in is the animal.
Okay, so we don't know what the students thought of even of this question. Because sometimes the Gemara will say, is it like this? Or is it like this? Teiku. Here, the Gemara just says, here's the question, Teiku.
Yeah.
Don't even go into it. Okay. Next. Boy Rav Papa. Ready, Mati? Chishev b'chafinos k'toretz mahu. Let's say somebody has a piggle thought while he's doing the chafina. Right? That means he's thinking to himself, I don't like Yom Kippur. I'm hungry. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm having a thought that I'm going to do chafina tomorrow. While he's doing it. I wish I could do this tomorrow. Right? Chishe bechafinos ketores mahu. Mi amrinan, do we say, yalef milo milo mi mincha? Well, we learned it out from Mincha. Mahasa mahanya ba machshava. By a carbon Mincha, there's such a thing as a piggle thought. Hachanami mahanya be machshava. So to over here, there'll be a machshava, olo or not. Now we learned, this is a question, I don't know, there's like a massive, these massive footnotes here. I didn't have a chance to go through all of them. We learned that the only time you can be over on piggle is if you actually eat something. Right? You have you can't be over
the intention to eat. The intention to eat.
And then you eat it. Just intentions by itself is not a piggle.
In this case, you can't eat it.
Exactly. What do we eat it? You can't eat it. There's nothing to eat. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, this question. Right? You have intention to eat. I'm gonna eat this animal 3 weeks later. I'm going to preserve the meat. I'm going to have a good thing. I'm making a big seum in 3 weeks. That's what the Kohen says. And then the attack eats it. Has to be eating it also. That's just a thought. Am I wrong about that? I think we learned you have to actually eat it. So what's going on? Or how do you...
But the carbon is possible.
What? I think...
You could be either eating pig or what the carbon
no?
is possible.
All right. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
The carbon is possible. Maybe he can be...
Yeah, you're over on Kharis.
Yeah, but...
So you're over on Kharis for a Machshava?
That's correct, but the...
Yeah?
But the
Kharis for a Machshava?
Yeah.
That can't be.
If you eat it.
I think it's if you eat it.
Yeah, it is.
So what are you eating here? You're eating the Ketores?
No, but it's but the definition of pickle is machshava. It's not eating, it's machshava.
It's a machshava, and then you go ahead and eat it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. That's what it is. Normally, you're allowed to eat a carbon. You're allowed to.
Rather eat a carbon, yeah.
Right? You're allowed to. Remember, we learned also that it can only be on pickle on a matir, if it matir right. Something else. There's no piggle on dam because dam is not a matir. Remember, we learned all that. So I only know that because I just did the mishnayot from Zvachim. I don't remember it from Zvachim. I just did the mishnayot. Do you remember all that? So like, what's going on here? Isn't this a mat? I don't know. I don't know all the details of piggle. It's very hard piggle, but that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks the following question: can I have be over on piggle on a machshava of the chafina? That's the Gemara's question. So we said, well, if you compare it to kvitza, then for sure yes. And if you don't compare it to kibitza, then maybe not. So Amalei Rav Shira Bar Ashler of Papa Tashma, Hosef Rabbi Akiva, in addition to the afer of a para, you have to have the afer of a para of a para of a paras chatos, that if somebody touches part of the Afer Paraduma, they make the whole thing tame. Let's say you have a massive barrel of mustards, of jelly beans. A big barrel of jelly beans. And a tame person comes and touches one of the jelly beans. The whole barrel of jelly beans becomes tame? No. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, what if you don't know which one?
That's a different story. Sorry. But they say the whole barrel is tame now? No, it's on the top. So we'll scoop off the whole top. That will have to throw away. It's tummy. The rest of it's good.
Right.
Did the whole barrel become tummy? No. What about by kachim? So by kachim is a different rule. The kachim, we do say the whole thing. I touch one little spot here of the paraduma, the whole thing becomes tame. Why? It's Rashi says it. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva added on other things, but the same thing's going to apply. Hakometz, halvona, gachalim, shemnaga tful yom mitzasan. If the tful yom touches part of it, posel is cool. The whole thing becomes posel. Rashi says posel is cool. Shazuhi me'achas esrim milos shenemru chomer bekodesh. This is one of the 11 chumras that Kachim has. Shehakli mitzarif kol masha besocho lios ki'ilu benaga kulo. If it's in a kli, the kli makes it as if the whole thing becomes tamei by Kachim. So Rabbi Akiva added on all those other Kachim things. Now kasol kadaitach, we thought for a second. This is a little hard. Midepasal tful yom. Since a tful yom can passel it. Passel what? Whatever's in this bowl. Right? Paslanami lida. Right? It also becomes passel if it stays overnight. Those two things usually go hand in hand. We're going to do the Rashi in a second. Umidalina pasla. And since it's such a thing as a psalina, pasal nami machshava, then machshava can also make it pasal. So what do you see? What do you see? There would be piddle. What's going on here? Look at Rashi, the last Rashi of the page. Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? Kincha hakli, kedushas haguf. If I put something in a kli, the whole thing becomes kodesh. Why? Because if I touch part of it, I make the whole thing tamei. So what do you see? That there's a specialness that I put it into a kli. If I touch a jelly bean, it doesn't make all the jelly beans tamei. But in this kli shareis, it does make everything in there tamei. So what do you see? Paslanami lina. If I leave it overnight, I also blow it. But given the paslalina, listen to this. Since it's pasl, if it's lina, paslanami machsheves lina. The machshava that I'm going to deal with this tomorrow, it's also no good. What's the difference if it's lina or machshavas lina? Isn't that what piggle is? Isn't piggle a machshava of lina?
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. When I say, I'll do it tomorrow. That's exactly what it is. Right? Then Rashi says, v'kashali. Says Rashi, I really don't understand this whole Gemara. Why? The Shavke Lemasnitsin de Be'ila. Because it's the Beferish Mishnah Be'ila that says this. What does it say? It says, Ditnan, Bob Hedya, Hakomates, the Karita, Hakatores, Ketores, Minchas Kahanim, Maul and Behan Mishahuktishu. You can do Me'ila on them. Kachu Bekli, if you put them in a Kli, Hukshiru, Lipasal Tvoyom, Umachusakipurim, Ubelina. It's a Beferish Mishnah, says Rashi. What are they hacking over here? Tumbling with all this lamdas. V'hacha, dachit la'asuyi dekasal katazach mitzvul yom. Here, we're forced to give an answer because of a tzvul yom. It's a Beferish Mishnah, Mila. What's going on? Rashi sounds like a Tosfos. Yeah. Rashi doesn't answer the question. Rashi doesn't answer it. So Tosfos says, that's only talking about Ketoros of every day, not Yom Kippur. We're talking about here the Chafina. Why would it be different?
Yeah.
Right? Why would it be different? So Rashi could have thought of that. Right? Rashi could have thought of that answer. He didn't. He left it. He let it go. He didn't answer it. So I don't have an answer. Okay. Next. By Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following question. Ready? Chishev b'techias g'chalemau. What if you have a piggle thought when you're setting up the coals? Now what is that?
Before the carbon.
Machshire mitzvah ki mitzvah dummy. You need that. You need that because you have to burn the ketores. It's just a machshire mitzvah. It's a preparation for the mitzvah. Is that the same thing? Olo or not? Keiku. We don't have an answer for that. Okay.
Is that pigul during shechita?
Yeah. You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought the pigul machshava on shechita didn't invalidate the korban, did it?
Of course it does.
I thought it was from the Kabbalah, not.
No, you thought that you're mixing up with the Tzar.
No, I didn't.
Boy mine merav sheshes. Holacha bismol mahu. What if you do holacha with your left hand? What if you do halacha with your left hand? Now we know that normally a lefty, it's a funny thing, a lefty is considered a psul. Right? A lefty is a psul. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, halacha b'smol mahu. What kind of question is that? All of a sudden halacha, like why is halacha asked? Shechita b'lefti mahu. Doesn't answer that question. Only halacha. So says Rashi, halacha's dam miboyale. We're only asking about halacha. Why? Kabbalah uzrika, dechsiv b'hu kahuna. By Kabbalah and Zrika, it says beferish a Kohen has to do it. Pshitalon, the Mikol Makom, Shinema, Etzba, Vikahuna, Ein El Yamin. That's a rule we have. It says Kohen or Etzba has to be the right hand. Aval Halacha, but Halacha, Lo Ksiv Behedya. It doesn't say straight out there's such a thing as Halacha. It never says such a thing. Umid Afki Rachmana Le Kabbalah, Blashan Halacha. We learn out from the word Kabbalah that there's also such a thing as Halacha. It's a, you know, backwards. Titanya vikrivu zu vikrivu zu kabbalah sadam nafkalam zakhagiga shiavoda umihu small ikalamar the low pistol the low kasabu kuna behedya. Maybe a lefty's okay because it never really says it straight out. There's such a thing as halacha. That's what Rashi explains. That's what the Gemara is asking. So, Amar Le'er of Sheshes, Tinisua. It's a Beferish of Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. Beferish of Mishnah. Not the Samach, the Biamino, that's a kaf bismolo. You take the kaf in your left hand. So what do you see? How could lefties be a psul? Benif showed lahu behaditnan. Or we could answer it. We could answer the question from somewhere else. Haregel shel yamin, the regel shel yamin bismol, the regel of the right leg of the right leg of the carbon was carried in the left hand of the Kohen. Ubeis ora lachutz. And the opening was exposed. The point is, right, that he was carrying something going up to the base up to the Mizbeach in his left hand. What was he carrying in his left hand? The right leg. So the Gemara says, so what do you see? How could a lefty be so terrible? So the Gemara says, e me hasam, if that would be a raya, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani mili holacha. Only holacha is okay. Doloma akfa kapara. This doesn't nothing to do with kapara. This was something that had to be done. Okay, so do your left hand, big deal. Aval holacha. But holacha, the ma'akfe kapara. Holacha, where there's a kapara involved. Lo, I would never let you do that with your left hand. You can't do zriko with your left hand. Kamash Milan, therefore. Kamash Milan, therefore, Rav Sheshes comes along and says, what? The proof is from Yom Kippur. You're allowed to carry the Ketoret in your left hand, therefore you see that I'm right.
You said yesterday there was a reason why the trouble with the coins was in the...
Exactly. Right. So, tomorrow's daf is going to go through it in more detail. We didn't finish. We're stopping right in the middle of the sugya. We're stopping right in the middle, but we finished the page. We'll stop right in the middle, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Yeah.